What do you think about global warming then?
Bring it on.
Human cloning?
They can clone me any day, baby.
You know they've changed Marmite, Jobs.
What? They can't do that, it's immoral.
There's only a bit of glass.
It's an icon. Those jars are designed in a slick and sexy way. You can't help but look at it and think of salty Marmite goodness. Change the jar and the illusion is shattered. And life as we know it ceases to be.
These free papers are full of strange articles. Look here, there's a woman becoming a mother at 97.
Good for her.
And apparently she's giving birth to her own clone.
Amazing what they can do.
It also says here that she's a big Marmite fan, but hates the old jars and thinks these new ones are fab.
What? What are you telling me? Who is this sick harpy?
What is it with you? The big stuff just washes over you, but a few jam jars...
Marmite!
Marmite, then. What's the big deal? It's as if you don't even live in this reality. You live in Marmite land with all the Marmite lovers.
I think we should step outside.
What?
You and I are going to step outside and discuss this like gentlemen.
How's that?
We're going to have a fight. No kicking, though. I saw that film.
This is insane. I'm not going to fight you over Bovril.
Marmite! Step outside and defend yourself.
Bill, we're on a moving train.
Chicken.
Chicken Bovril.
Bovril? Bovril now? What is this?
We were talking about Bovril when you freaked out.
Marmite.
No, it was Bovril. Did I say Marmite? Oh, sorry about that. I always get those mixed up.
They've changed Bovril jars?
Yeah.
I am so sorry. How can you forgive me? There's just no need for my outburst.
It's all right, mate?
No, it was stupid. Friends again.
Always. Hang on, it was Marmite.
Right. But I mean we have a lesser Burberry chef. Now, these are quite common around street corners and shopping precincts, so it's quite unusual to find one so far up. He appears to be on his own. Let's have a closer look, shall we?
Yeah, mister, you got a tab?
Nah. Separated from the pack, the average chav is less hostile. Let's get a hold of him.
Oi! Get off me arm, you...
Oh, crikey. He's a lively little beggar.
I'll knock ya.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, notice the gold chains.
Get off me chain!
Now, these are believed to be fertility symbols. The more gold, the more fertile a chav. This one is a fake.
Oi! I robbed that from Argos.
I think he's getting baity. We'd better release this one back into the wild. There you go, boy. You can get back to the bus stop now.
I'm going to get me brother. He'll knock you.
That was a close one. Join me next week when we'll be finding out what gets emo kids so down.
Morning. Been here long?
About 10 minutes.
Hmm.
What do you mean,
Hey?
Don't hey me, you said hmm.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Don't come all deny with me. You said I heard you, clear as day.
If you say so.
I didn't say so, you did.
Did what?
Said it.
Said what?
Hmm.
What do you mean? Hmm.
Hey?
Don't you hey me, you said hmm.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I heard you. Clear as day.
I only said it because you did.
Said what?
Mmm.
There you go again. What do you think you're playing at, coming up to me saying mmm? I don't pay my taxes so the likes of you can come up to me and say mmm. I fought in the war for the likes of you.
Which war?
The war.
Which one?
The one.
But you're not old enough.
Are you calling me a liar?
No.
I should hope not, you cheeky devil, coming up to me and saying mmm. And then calling me a liar. I've a good mind to call the police.
For what?
For what? For what? So you don't think saying and calling me a liar is a crime anymore, do you?
But it's not.
You're calling me a liar again?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
There you go again. I ought to... Oh, there's a bus. You get the 36?
Yeah. You're not getting on?
No. Doesn't go round sort for precinct.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Morning. Been here long?
About 5 minutes.
Seen any buses?
Just missed one.
Oh,
What do you mean? Ow!
Tried everything, Doctor. Prozac, St. John's wort, exercise. Nothing can shift this cloud I'm under. Please help me, I'll try anything.
I see. Tell me, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a spaniel called Daniel, and of course my little rabbit Flopsy.
Eat the bunny.
Excuse me?
It's obvious that he is the cause of your malaise. He is evil. He must be gotten rid of. Eat the bunny.
But I thought pets reduced blood pressure. I thought they were beneficial to health. I thought my Flopsy loved me. I thought...
Eat the bunny. Eat the bunny.
What?
Eat the bunny. 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 Eat the bunny.
This is ridiculous. I demand a second opinion.
I can give you a serving suggestion.
No, a second opinion. Now.
Very well. Dr. Killington, can you come in here, please?
Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Andrews. How can I help?
I'll tell you how you can help. This fiend has suggested I eat my rabbit to cure my depression.
This is outrageous. Dr. Andrews, how could you?
Eat the bunny?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. Tell me, do you have any other pets?
Well, there is my young puppy, Daniel.
Eat the puppy.
You what?
Eat the puppy, eat the puppy, eat the puppy.
Eat the bunny.
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 Eat the puppy.
Eat the bunny. Eat the bunny.
Eat the puppy.
Eat the bunny.
Eat the puppy.
Eat the bunny.
Eat the puppy.
Eat the bunny.